Dude, there's been a problem down at my uncle's place. Did Billy tell you about that?
No, what?
Billy didn't. I thought Billy said he messaged you about the dude at the place where he works sometimes.
What is it?
The guy who shot his wife.
Fuck, he might have.
Dude,
what
oh
happened?
My God! So there's this guy. His name's Joe. I'm trying to think how to explain this. There's like a concrete dump that my uncle's in on. You know, like my family's in on, where you go and you just, if you have broken up concrete, you just dump it in this huge hole that they're fucking lording over, dude. They're lording over this big hole that you can go dump concrete in.
Dude, your family still lives. Dude, you guys are outlaw kings. Yeah, dude. You guys are still like, that's my hole. This is our pit. If you come in here, you owe us tribute.
Some guy linked my uncle to the pit, dude. It's like he brought in my uncle. He's like, I need someone to control and monitor this pit. He's like, can you guys, because they do trash removal.
Are any
anyway.
Of you a big enough loser to guard a concrete pit and fight anyone who tries to come in here?
But it's like 6 acres and they need to fucking just cover the whole thing in chunks of concrete. So you just get to sit there and fucking, you know, you get to sit there and every load is so much money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to split it with the dude, the fucking, the Duke of Concrete who like,
yeah.
Who's, and then, you know, my family are just fucking vessels and lords.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
so
yeah.
The guy comes through and he's like, break bread with us. But he's like, I got to go golf in Florida. I can't stand over this stupid fucking hole.
He's yeah,
like,
he's out. Yeah, he's got shit to do. He leads yeah. it to his vassals, dude.
Yeah. So they're down there. They're monitoring the hole. People are dumping concrete everywhere. And they have a guy. One of the serfs on this guy's land, the guy who was like the duke who like fucking gave him this hole, he's like, yo, you got to take my boy Joe. He'll never miss a day of work. If he does, it's only because he's in jail. But once he's out and they're like, no problem, we'll put him on a dozer.
Perfect.
So fucking Joe is just on a dozer. And like, dude, I saw this guy firsthand. I was working down there a little bit. I saw this dude and was just like, damn, he's a rough bull.
Damn, that's a good pitch though for your resume. Like, listen, I'm not gonna miss a day unless I'm in jail.
I know.
And that's the only place you can work.
I think he was either drunk or in jail. There are his
yeah,
two
if I'm
conditions.
Fucked up or arrested, unless that happens, I'll be
I
here.
I will never
like,
miss
all
a
right,
day.
Welcome to the concrete pit. Yeah. All you have to do is guard it and keep other retards out.
Well, this guy sits on a machine, so when you dump concrete, he just goes and pushes it forward so the concrete piles aren't
yeah.
too high. All he had to do was man the dozer. A man fell to his vices, dude, and you know he was sipping twisted teas.
He was sipping twisted teas. Dude, he got twisted.
He got twisted, and the other guy who was like, he went to my uncle and was like, "Bro, I'm not a tattletale. I'm not a rat. But this guy's driving a bulldozer, drunk as fuck, and he's going to get us in trouble. He's going to fall down a fucking hole or something. Like, we can't have this." So my uncle goes and assesses the machine to see if, you know, if this was true. Because the serfs will definitely bicker and fight and fucking lie
yeah,
on each
the serfs,
other.
They're not built for
So my uncle fucking
controlling
inspects,
things.
Dude. He inspects the machine. There's like 20 twisted tea caps. He's like, motherfucker, dude.
Holy shit.
So Joe had been sipping twisties, dude.
He was sipping twisteds in
dude,
the fucking dozer?
In the dozer, just all day long, sipping twisteds. It was summer, dude. What the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, you got to fucking twist it up.
So he goes to, my uncle goes to this guy. And he's like, Joe, what the fuck, man? He's like, Joe's like, what? And he's like, you can't be drinking on the job. And he's like, I'm not drinking. He goes, I just found like 20 twisted teacups in the thing. He was like, those things have alcohol in them? Dude, in like maybe the best fucking defense
what?
Ever.
Yeah. I thought I was just drinking iced tea, man.
I thought I was just buying iced teas from a liquor store.
I was
drinking,
crushing iced
drinking
teas.
Drinking 20 of them.
Yeah, I was thirsty for tea.
I mean, this is the genius this man displays, dude. He fucking hits my uncle with maybe the best excuse to drink Twisties on the job. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know he had alcohol in him.
Yeah, I just thought I felt good
yeah.
after 20 of them. Yeah. Dude, if you drank 20 Twisties?
I mean, it might have been like 3 days worth. He's probably just sitting.
Still,
probably,
you'd
I mean,
be...
How many can you fit in a small lunch cooler? He's probably bringing like 7 a day.
Yeah, I thought he snuck in a case.
He might have been a case in the dozer.
Sick move.
I mean, it's nice to fucking just sip a twisted on a dozer, dude, while you're at the concrete yard. So, dude, so he's doing this. He's on fucking thin ice, right?
That's a pretty fireable offense outside of the concrete pit.
Yeah,
dude.
Basically, Michael's like one more time.
Strike one,
fine.
Dude. You had 30 fucking drinks and operated machinery.
Yeah, so hopefully he doesn't get in trouble. But the, this is just a joke. I made all
yeah,
this
it's
up.
All a joke.
So he, So then he doesn't show up.
This is all a joke. Yeah, it's, totally fabricated.
It's all entertainment. So he doesn't show up, and the guy calls him. The fucking Lord is down in Florida, dude. And he goes like, "Hey, remember I told you that like there's only two reasons Joe won't show up?" And Michael's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, he's in jail." And I was like, "Damn, how long is he in jail for?" And he was like, "Forever. He shot his wife last night." So this dude went home on like a meth binge and twisted tea binge and shot his wife.
Damn.
So he's done. He's out.
Meth and Twisted.
Meth and Twisted.
He killed his fucking wife.
Shot her, dude. Hey, Joe, dude, he shot his fucking wife.
What happens, dude? What do you think she was trying to do? She's probably trying to get in the way.
She's probably trying to mix in her Seagram's mixed wild berries, dude, with the Twisteds. And he was just like,
what the fuck is this doing? Quick draw, dude. He was playing Red Dead Redemption. He fucking Deadeye.
He fucking shot his wife.
Went into slow-mo. He Max Payne'd it.
Killed
her.
Yeah,
he probably dove out of the bathroom.
He shot his fucking wife. Killed her.
Dude, shooting your wife is fucking... such a baller move.
Oh my god. I mean, I didn't think people still did it, dude. That was an absolute throwback.
Dude, what a fucking baller move to just be like, you know what? I'm fucking sick of this shit.
I mean, he might have been at one of those little like hole in the wall bars, dude, in Claymont and just fucking sipping twisties, had a couple hits of meth. His wife called him, like, where are you at? And he's like, you know what, man? I'm getting fucking yelled at of the concrete pit. I can't drink twisties on the job. She's fucking he went home and was like, fuck it. Blasted her. Or she cheated on. I don't know what happened, dude. I don't want to disgrace this young lady. She was shot and murdered by fucking Joe.
Joe,
dude. Fuck, he's just a paper and everything. Fucking
really?
Yeah, then like the Claymont Times or something. Murdered her. So Michael gets
this is all joke. It's all made up. But
all
yeah,
made up, by the way.
It might be in the paper. They got a hold of the joke.
I mean, the guy definitely murdered his wife, but he definitely didn't drink on the fucking job, dude. So
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, so my uncle's in the fucking in a little trailer or whatever he's sitting, maybe in his truck, and he's like, motherfuckers. He's like, all right. So then, you know the minions all get together.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out, and they have this lady down there who all she does is just pump, like, she just works a water pump. She just mans a water pump.
This is the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Good God, dude.
She just mans a water pump all day long. So he comes out, she's just the first one she's the first one he sees. My uncle's like, so I guess Joe's not coming back anymore. And the lady's like, you know, minions like have just any excuse to freak out and stop working. She's
oh,
like,
my lord,
like,
why?
What happened? He was like, shot his wife. She's like, oh my god. She's like, what are we gonna do? And he was just like,
keep pumping water.
Literally, dude. Literally goes, I'm gonna go back in my truck. You're gonna keep pumping water. That's what we're gonna do. She's like, oh my god.
That is, dude. Minions need to the serfs.
Oh, they
as
love
soon
drama,
as they get a
dude.
Piece of news, they're oh, like, you fucking need drama.
I love how it's like, wait, that guy I kind of knew killed his wife. I can't work the water pump now. It's like, you better fucking man that water pump, dude.
I would bail on the water pump. If I heard that heartbreaking news, I'd be like, all right, I'm out.
I can't work.
I gotta go get it twisted.
I can't pump this dirty water anymore, dude. So that was the drama down in the concrete pit.
It's a pretty good drama.
I mean, that's about as fucking juicy as tea gets, dude.
That's the juiciest twisted, dude. Someone fucking murdered their wife?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And the fucking lord of the land was just utterly indifferent to it. It was just like, whatever. Let me get some other
guy. Yeah, the peasants
guy.
Do this sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they fucking revolt.
It's like, behead him publicly. Back to the pit.
So yeah, that was cracking me up. It was just funny to think of my uncle just standing there with this lady and just being like, I don't know. You're going to pump water and I'm going to go back in my truck. Like,
you better keep pumping. You're pumping until your fucking husband shoots you. God. That's obviously, I wonder how old the guy was. He probably was a little young if he was.
He's about like, I mean, he was like one of those guys who could have been like 40 or 60.
Shit. So he was a geezer sipping Twisteds.
Yeah. Or he just utterly just sped time up. By smoking meth. He could have been 40 going on. Like, he was one of those dudes you looked at and you were just like, damn.
Did
bro.
You see him before? Did you
yeah,
know
Yeah, I
Joe?
Fucking talked to this guy. I was down there working. I worked taking down these two towers. And every morning I see Joe. I'm like, what up, dude? And he'd be like, what's up, man? I'm like, what's up?
Was he cool?
I mean, he's as cool as a dude can get. He shoots his wife, I guess. I don't know.
He can be cool. I'm sure the juice was cool as fuck.
That's true. Yeah.
OJ was the man.
He was just like, you would just see him in the morning. He was, you know what? I will say he was fucking cool because. The one loader that he just like moved dirt on, he didn't have a license, so he lived close enough to the concrete yard where at lunchtime he would drive the bulldozer to his house and fucking come back. So he was pretty tight. Yeah, he was pretty sick.
He drove a bulldozer home from work every day?
He drove it to lunch. Yeah, I think he took it back to his house.
Damn, what do you think he was doing on that lunch break?
Fucking
it was party
thinking
time.
About shooting his wife. He's probably sipping twisties. Fucking smoking meth, hopping back in the dozer, back up 13, back to work.
Sounds like he had a good thing going.
I know, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know why you'd throw it all away.
Yeah, working a dozer.
Love will do that to you, though.
Love is
a passion, dude.
Yeah.